I'm Jeff Merchant. I'm the Southwest District Fisheries Biologist. So going into this winter, most of our lakes were down a few to several feet. Last summer was pretty dry in the Southwest, but obviously at the end of this winter, most if not all of our lakes should fill up. I made it to most of our lakes this winter, and as expected, it's a pretty tough winter for oxygen. Oxygen is low in a lot of our lakes. I'm expecting pretty significant winter kills at several lakes. So we're already making plans for stocking this spring. The walleye lakes and pike lakes will get fingerlings from the hatchery in early summer. And those fish are pretty small. It'll be 2 to 3 years before we see some angling opportunity there. For the panfish lakes, perch and bluegill, we try to get those ourselves from other lakes that have too many, and then we move them into the lakes where we need them. And those are pretty small stockings, just a few hundred adults, and the idea there is that they reproduce in their new homes, and that's what creates the new fish there. So we have four lakes specifically that are probably going to have significant winter kills this year for sure. Larson Lake by Regent, Cedar Dam by New England, and then in Bowman County, Spring and Kalina. Probably all four of those will have pretty significant winter kills. And Spring and Kalina had some pretty good panfish going in them, pretty good bluegill numbers, and then Kalina was really good for pike. And Cedar Dam had really nice walleyes going in it too, and so that'll be a little bit of a loss, but we'll try to get fish back in those as quick as we can. For walleye lakes, probably our best two right now are Lake Chida and Indian Creek. Lake Chida, a little bit down from a couple of years ago, but still pretty good numbers and good sizes of walleyes. Indian Creek, really phenomenal walleyes right now, all sizes up to 25 inches. Those are kind of our main two. Patterson and Bowman Haley, a little bit lower numbers in those two, but a chance to catch a bigger walleye in those places. Pike populations are a little bit down. We still have some good lakes. Obviously, with the winter kills this year, I'm expecting a few of those to have some issues. So Gascoyne be a better pike lake in the Southwest. Mostly smaller pike, but good numbers. Of course, Patterson, Bowman Haley, and Chida all have decent numbers of pike as well. So for panfish lakes, bluegills in particular, Davis Dam and Sheep Creek are really good numbers in both of those. Davis a little bit smaller, but really good numbers. Sheep Creek, you might see some up to 9 inches there. Other panfish, kind of go back to Chida again. White bass, black crappie, yellow perch, all pretty good numbers and really nice sizes there. Smallmouth bass, Indian Creek is a really good one there. Fish up to 20 inches and good numbers of 16 to 18 inch fish there for smallmouth bass. So we've had an ongoing project at Odland Dam this past year, and it's actually Golden Valley Water Resource Board received a grant through the Outdoor Heritage Fund to do a renovation project on Odland Dam, and that's been ongoing this winter. And the project entails draining the lake and then removing a bunch of the sediment to try to improve water quality out there. And last I'd heard, it's still on track to be done this spring, so I'm hopeful that it'll be done in time and catch the spring runoff, so be able to let it fill up, and we should be able to get fish back in there this year right away. So for 2023, I would expect decent fishing in the Southwest, probably reduced a little bit from the past given the winter kill situation, but like I mentioned, Lake Chida, Indian Creek, some of those we really usually don't have to worry about winter kill, so I would still expect some good fishing out there.